On this tape recording, we would like to give you a very brief impression of a few of the qualities of the new Kenneth Jones pipe organ in the Church of the Holy Redeemer, Bray, County Wicklow, Ireland, the organ which is featured with choir on the other side of this recording. This organ, built in 1980, has two manuals and pedals, and has tracker action, of course. The illustrations were recorded informally and played by Trevor Crowe and Kenneth Jones, but first, here is Gerard Gillan, organist of the Pro Cathedral in Dublin, to play a single movement concerto by Walzer. Although the organ essentially has only 17 stops, it can lead a congregation of 800 to 1,000 people. With these 17 stops, it is also possible to play, with suitable tone colours, virtually the entire organ repertoire, and of all different schools. Here we build up the great organ chorus, followed by a few of the very wide range of tone colours available on the swell organ. As you heard in the Walther, the swell organ is dynamically balanced with the great organ, and a unique design ensures that rather than being partly stifled by its swell box, it has enhanced clear projection. It can also serve to colour the great organ or to complete the pedal organ. It provides solo colours such as classical Nazar, sesquialtra, and corne, some of which may be heard in this improvisation over a degree of background noise. Some of the romantic capabilities of this Kenneth Jones organ are demonstrated by excerpts from Mendelssohn's Second Sonata.
Thank you.
it will be clear that this organ has excellent resources for the needs of trio playing and choral preludes, so we will not illustrate these, nor indeed the solo use of the reeds. Here, instead, we have a concert pour les flûtes and a quiet interlude, both by Gaspard Corret. Finally, for the grand occasion, a flourish on the reeds and upperwork of the organ, followed by a flourish on full organ. The tape ends with a quiet amen, to show the other end of the wide dynamic range. We hope you enjoyed these examples, and that someday you may visit Bray, where you can also visit the Kenneth Jones workshops, where this organ was created.